Adam.
Hey, Adam, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Dan. Good. How are you, bud?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. Sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client.
Yeah, that's all good, man.
And
no
you're with Green Apple Moving, you said?
We are, yeah.
Okay, awesome. I saw APZ Window Tinting. Is that a different company you have, or just curious?
It is.
Oh, awesome, man. Okay, good stuff. So, did Jeremy tell you about the call a little, or?
Yeah, and I'm pretty familiar with what's going on with our stuff. We have a brand account and an IT guy, and
okay.
He had his analytics tied to mine, and at some point he thought we were done, and he just kind of just shut us down in Durango. So I lost like 100+ reviews. I lost a bunch of stuff until I restarted it, and they're just giving me shit about this verification. So I don't know what else to do. I've sent them a couple videos. They didn't like what I sent them. I don't know. Then I have some website issues going on right now. My new IT guy isn't calling me back, so I'm just getting kind of frustrated.
Right, understandably. You know, this year, they really started, like, cracking down on advanced verifications and video verifications.
Yeah.
So we actually have a whole team, like, that's dedicated to that specifically. That's what they do all day
so
long.
So they were telling me, go in there, because this is my office in Durango. We have two locations, two separate states. They're about 40 miles. We're right on the New Mexico-Colorado border. So
I saw the New Mexico one. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the one in town, we were at for 15 years, and then that place just started a permit, so I'm sure they redid stuff on Google there. And so we tried to get verified across the street, and they're just giving me shit this whole time about they want to see a payment tool, and they want to see magnets and equipment and all this bullshit. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Right. So we could help you with that. Basically, we send you the paperwork for an advanced verification, and all you have to do is, like, upload the stuff, and we deal directly with Google regarding it. So just to clarify, the last step you were in was doing a video verification, and that didn't go through?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I sent it to him, but I didn't do a payment tool, so I didn't log in. I didn't have my laptop there, but it's our auxiliary building, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, can we verify in bulk through this, our Aztec location, and just be in Durango proper without a specific address? Because I think that's where I was getting hung up.
Yeah, so what we would do is we could hide the address online, right? If you don't have an actual, like, storefront that they go to or whatnot, you know?
Right.
But we do have to use an address for verification purposes. Every so often, they do require a postcard, but they're doing that less and less nowadays, you know?
And they said in the beginning, hey, we sent you this, and I've been looking for 3 weeks, and I'm like, shit ain't happening. I'm like, I'm losing money by the day here.
Let me check the address. So is it the 280 Aaron Drive in Durango? Is that the new one?
No,
or?
That's my address. I mean, if I could use that, I'll verify that right now. I'll move
Green
Apple there right now.
Right. Okay, we can use that address if you wanted to. It comes up, but what's the address you use so I could check it?
We're at 114 County Road 250, and we were at 151 previously. But I feel like there's a lot of there's six businesses in there too, and I think a lot of people are asking for that address, and they're like, "Whoa, we need unit numbers or something." And now it's kind of because there's three businesses there that have that address.
Right. That could be a holdup too. It's coming up in our system, so it's about, like, when I type it in, we have the same system tied to like, what Google uses, basically, and it wouldn't come up if I typed it in. I would have to tell you, like, hey, this isn't an address that's going to work. So the address comes up, but that may be the issue if there's multiple companies trying to get PIN verified in that same location.
Ooh,
so,
that's what it is.
Yeah, so what I'd recommend...
Should we do the 280?
That's what I was going to recommend. Let's use.
What about 200 Aaron Drive? Because that's our other lot over there, and I could just throw a mailbox right.
Drive, let me see here. 200 Aaron Drive, Durango, right? 81303?
Yep. 303.
Yeah, that comes up in our system. So we could try that address as well.
Because that's a brand new address.
Okay. Do you,
or
are
should
you
I
able
use
to receive 280? Mail there?
Well, I don't know that yet. I haven't had any mail received there yet for 200, but I have 200, 240, and 280, and I do have a mailbox for 280.
Okay. So what I'd recommend
to that.
It's just the easiest process because it's your home. You know, no other businesses are like registered there, right? We use that address and it's going to pass with flying colors, you know?
Okay.
We could try the other one though if you want, but if you want like the fastest results, our timeline we give you to get it advanced verified and get you like your Google listing up is 7 to 14 days. But I'd recommend that 280 Aaron Drive, right? That'll probably be your best bet to get it done even faster, if possible.
Okay, so let me ask you this, too. So the one that I have up now, it'll supersede that one, or we will close that account down?
No, what they're going to want to do, because you don't want multiple Google listings, especially if it's using the same business phone number, right? Like, to give you an example, we work with, like, Vivint, Extra Space Storage, which they have multiple locations. So they have to use a different phone number for each address. So if you're using the same phone number, it's going to red flag it anyways. So the, what they're going to want to do is kind of merge it, right, where the new address is the one, but we'll just hide it online. That way you don't have random people driving to your house, you know?
Sweet. That would be great. I'm right on the state line in the middle of both states. I'm literally like 5 miles from the border. So we do have a lot there as well that we're going to end up putting something on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, like with our targeting, we could do up to a 50-mile radius max anyways. So if it's within that 50, I mean, you really don't even have to use another location, you know?
So the one in Aztec, I mean, so what would we – so we'd do an SEO audit and a bunch of stuff on our sites and see what we can do and – how we would rank and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what this is including, is SEO and SEM. So basically, you're going to get optimization for 20 keyword phrases in the map section. Obviously, that includes getting you approved, so advanced verified, so it's like showing. You get social media retargeted ads too, so like Meta, you know, Facebook, Instagram ads. And then, I forget, Jeremy said, you guys are using like a GoDaddy site right now, right?
Well, it's through my new IT guy who's not really called me back or helped me anything. So like, I don't really care who hosts it. GoDaddy was easy for me because I just used their template and I had that for like 7 years because I was, for a while there, we had too much stuff coming in. So I turned it way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a basic website there where you could click a quote request and it would come through, you know, their hosting site, and it was super easy. And then when we became a Mayflower agent during COVID and got super busy with storage and stuff, we had just too many multiple locations and too much moving parts, and so we had a more robust, you know, website that this guy built for another one, and then we kind of just switched back over, but we wanted that nicer website. But now that nothing's working how it used to, I don't care who hosts it or where it goes.
Okay.
Really.
We can add the quote thing on there for you, no problem. Like our web development team, we have multiple websites where they wanted that. Like some have even like put their QuickBooks on there so like people can make payment. So you could customize it how you want. But I'm going to send you just a template, like a demo site for the, what do you call it, for a moving website. Okay. That way you can see it. And what's cool is you'll have a client dashboard through us, like, which is a tracking system, and you're going to have Meta, Google, and your website all linked to that page. So anytime you add, like...
Right, it's using the new stuff, Google 4 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure about all that. That's like our tech side. But basically it links it. It's our own software though. I do know that.
Okay.
So what happens is when you add like a photo, a video, or a promotion you may run, it's going to automatically load to all your platforms from one spot. Well, Google, Meta, and the website, you know.
Cool.
And you'll have a web editor on there too. So like if you wanted, let's say it's like after hours, right? And you're like, man, I want to make this change right now. You could go to your tracking system, click web editor, and you're able to make any of your own changes too. And they're done live.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Like
so
that.
Makes it super convenient, you know? Did Jeremy already told you about the pricing, how that all works or?
Yeah. What is it? $300 a month?
Yeah. $299 month to month, no contracts. And it's a set flat rate. So it's not going to ever like go up on you, you know?
And then you guys do the maintenance on all that and, like, all the maps and all the pings and all the weird, stupid shit I don't want to do.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the on-site SEO, the off-site stuff, you know, the indexing.
Cool.
getting you advanced verified. What I'll do, because I already know I've been having trouble with that, is I'll message that department directly right away. James runs it over there. So I'll have him just kind of get a head start on it prior to your client interview, you know?
Sweet. But, sounds good.
And you have access, right, to your domain, to your social media and your Google listing?
Yeah, the only thing I don't think I have access to now is my domain.
Okay.
I have all my DNS codes because I think it's still through GoDaddy. It's hosted through GoDaddy. And I think he built the website, and I don't know.
Yeah, let me check it. What's the domain?
GreenAppleMoving.com.
GreenAppleMoving.com. Okay, let me pull it up in our domain tools. And sometimes it'll tell me who the owner is, but sometimes it's like it's private. So I'll let you know what it says right now.
I think it's spoofed from GoDaddy. I will say
So GoDaddy is the register. It expires on May 19th, 2026. It doesn't show – hold on. Yeah, it doesn't show who owns it. So long story short, if you have ownership, right, they'll send you – you do. Okay. So they'll send you a manager request for Google, for the website, and for social media. So you still own everything. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we can optimize everything for you. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened last time is he just went ahead and made himself the primary owner, and I wasn't paying attention. I think he was, linking backlinks to ours to some other ones he was running and doing weird shit. So once I figured it out, then we got canceled.
Okay. I see it right here too. Yeah. Get a quote now, services. So it's still up. What they can do, we can make it look pretty similar to this, you know? But obviously they're going to want to go in and do their own code, et cetera. That way it ties all together with everything we're doing. But you'll have full access to it too. Okay.
Yeah. They might want to read it. 'Cause I don't know if he used WordPress or what he did, but
we use WordPress too. Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, easy breezy. And I'll give our website development side a heads up, to try to make it look a little similar, but they'll go over with you in the client interview how you want it to look too.
Cool. Okay. I just want it to work.
Right.
You could just have an Apple on it and that's it.
you might get sued by what's his name? Whoever owns Apple, I forget.
Yeah. As long as it's green.
for sure. Just for account purposes, so let me verify the business info. The way we're going to brand it online is it's Green Apple Moving. Is that right?
Yep. Green Apple Moving LLC, actually. Might as well
put that on there. And let's see, 280 Aaron Drive, is that address? That's the one we're going to use, right? Switch it over to that? Okay. Yep. And then we're hiding that address too, right, since it's the home location?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Service radius, do you want to do the 50 miles?
50, does that encompass Farmington? Because that's our, because we're in Aztec, which
I'll tell you right now. Let me pull up their zip code tool.
87410, 87401 is Farmington.
All I do is I type it in, I put the 50 miles, and then I'll control S to see if Farmington's on it. Just makes it faster for me, you know?
Yeah.
Farmington is on there, absolutely.
Cool.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right. So
what about Pagosa from there?
How do you spell that one?
Pagosa Springs.
Pagosa Springs. Give me one second.
Colorado.
Oh, man. It just left it. Let me go back to it. Pagosa. Da. 50 miles.
And you think we'll be on that top 3 bar again pretty fast?
So the timeline, I went over this with Jeremy, too. So 7 to 10 days, we have your initial directory submissions done. 7 to 14 days, we'll have the Google listing live and fully optimized. Your social media retargeted ads will be running, and your website will be up and running. That's 7 to 14 days. For you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Cool. That's all right, as long as we can weather this little winter storm. We're usually a little slower these next couple months, so this is good timing to redo all this.
For sure. You know, it's crazy. In the slow time, we get busier.
Right? What can we do to get busier?
What was that city name again? I'm sorry.
Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Perfect. Yeah, it's in here. Pagosa Springs.
Cool. Yep, that's our little area right here.
Awesome. All right. So so I got the 50-mile radius here. I got the domain attached. Let me pull up. You guys already have a Facebook page, right?
I'm not sure. I know we have an Instagram.
Okay.
Which is Green Apple Movie.
Yeah, you have a Facebook page.
I don't know if we have a Facebook. Oh, yeah, that's Charlie's side.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to get a hold of him. That's my business partner. He's in Thailand right now.
Oh, is he? Okay. So I'll have them, and what they do, so they'll link the Instagram and the Facebook, and they run the same ad, so they'll show on both platforms, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, so.
We haven't been doing that. I know we haven't been doing that.
It's really good for moving companies, you know, because somebody will type in mover near me, and then they go to Facebook or Instagram, and bam, it shows up, you know? So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody uses that. See, I'm just an old dinosaur. I don't have any of that stuff.
Right.
I don't want to be found.
Right. I have a couple clients that are Amish even, so they don't use like online at all, but they kill it with this, you know? So.
Yep.
Okay. And let me add, so I'm adding you and Jeremy on as authorized users, right?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. And here, I'll put you as the primary. What's your last name, Adam?
Peterson. P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Got it. All right, and let me put Jeremy as an authorized user. The phone number you guys are using for the business, it's the 970-317-1717. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
yes,
perfect. So that's going to be business line. And then this is your best contact number for us, right?
7315, yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And then I got Jeremy's number, too. So I'll put all that in just a second. Okay, cool. So next step to this, I'm going to assign that tech to your company, schedule your client interview with them. This is where you go through all the fun stuff, you know, keyword raises, how you want your website to look, et cetera.
Cool.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. All right, so
sounds
let me jump
good.
Over here. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is there a middle initial?
Nope, not on this one. All right.
So Adam Peterson and then Green Apple Moving, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Billing address, is it the 280 Aaron Drive?
No, this is going to be 16171 Highway 550, Aztec, New Mexico, 87410.
Perfect. Okay, let me just pull it up real quick, and I'm going to repeat it back to you. Yep. And I'm just using this for billing. All right, so I got 16171 Highway 550. Okay, perfect. Yep. All right. See, that's why I repeat it.
Yep.
And that's Aztec, New Mexico, 87410. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So give me one sec here. Let me just copy this. All right, so it's got highway spelled out too, right?
Yeah, or just HWY.
Okay, here, I'll do HWY. Go. Sorry, this thing's real touchy, so if I don't spell it exactly how it is, it'll, you know, so I'm just copying it right now. All right, so I got it in. Is the card you'll be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right, ready for that card number when you are.
4834.
Mm-hmm.
8213.
Mm-hmm.
6440.
Okay.
5921.
Expiration?
10/27.
All right. And CVC code?
486.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, already assigned the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it'll ask you a few questions already asked.
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Apple Moving, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Adam Peterson, co-owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir. Please.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They make you read that
formality,
thing, you know. But
yeah,
all
just
right.
Record it yourself. Here you
is that
go.
Right? That's what I'm saying. But it is what it is. Okay. So client interview. We're gonna block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually, okay. It just takes about 30 minutes, though. Soonest time they have two more slots available today. 3 p.m. or 4 p.m.? What time works best for you?
Those are both bad times. I'm going to pick my kids up today. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the first appointment is 8 a.m. They have as late as 4 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 1 o'clock.
Can we do like a 9 tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I can get in here. We can get these guys out, and then I can have Jeremy sit in kind of with me.
Perfect, perfect. We could always three-way him in, too, if you want, you know, if he's not there.
I can just walk into his office over here.
Awesome, awesome. All right, that makes it easier. All right, so I'm sending you an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And the way this appointment works, Adam, is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first and just introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment.
Okay.
All right. Now, a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Probably a text.
Text preferred, perfect.
Yep.
They do all three, so, but I'm going to put text preferred for you.
Yeah.
And let's see, I already have the Facebook page attached. Okay, the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
It is.
Okay, perfect. All right, just give me one sec. Yes, yes. Okay. So let me explain a few of these emails that you're going to receive. By the way, the email address I got from Jeremy, so let me make sure it's right. GreenAppleMoving@yahoo.com. Is that the best one for you? Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody sees that one.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. So let me explain these emails that are coming through. One's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. It's like your welcome email, just welcoming you aboard. The most important one, you're going to see action needed pictures needed for Google verification. Okay.
Okay.
Now it doesn't always require this. Okay. But we're a Google Premier partner. So, whenever possible, we try to do an advanced verification, which you're already trying to go through, because we found that it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay.
Okay.
So what you're going to see when you open up that email, it'll ask you for a few things like business license, insurance, a picture of your work truck, et cetera. Now, anything you don't have on there, just skip it. Okay. Anything you do, just attach it, send it over, and that's going to go directly to our advanced verification department, which I'm going to message them here shortly. That way they could get a jump on everything. Okay.
Sweet.
All right. So that really like is the most important email. Okay. Now, the other email that's important, you're going to see local splash initial invoice. When you pull that one up, there's going to be a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. After you click that, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is literally everything I went over with you. Timelines, all that good stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Now, your tracking system, because at the bottom, it'll ask you to acknowledge that you received it by clicking a few boxes, typing your name in, and hitting confirm. That's going to take you to your username and password screen. The username password isn't sent to you until 3 to 5 days from sign up, because they got to get everything going. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me with anything that I went over?
I hope I remember all that, but I'll just go through my emails. I can read, right?
Well, here's the thing, too. When you're in front of it, because I know it's a lot, right? If you have any questions, just call me. If I'm not on the phone with a client, I answer my calls directly.
Cool.
If I'm on the phone, I'll always call you back right after
Sounds
I'm off
good,
the call.
Buddy.
Okay?
Sweet. Appreciate it.
All right. So, hey, congratulations. You're going to love this. Look out for that call tomorrow. It is set between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll be available for sure. 9.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So I'll talk to you soon, Adam. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yep. You're
welcome.
Same.
All right. Bye.